got a couple words here. And Bob started off, or Scott, I guess it was, started off about the song we sang, I Don't Care What the Devil's Gonna Do. I remember in Vermont singing that song, and I was, you know, really brave and happy and gung-ho. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's going to do, you know. Hee-haw. That night we had a rainstorm. Cold rain. High wind. The tent was about to fly away. 30 by 50 foot tent. I'm running out there in a pair of shorts and t-shirt, barefoot, ice cold water, yelling at the top of my voice to get the guys up and save the tent. I lost my voice. Didn't have it. Ah, oh, that devil, look what he did to me. All of a sudden I did care what the devil was going to do. The Lord was trying me out to see if I meant it. So what it taught me, though, in that was I don't care what the devil's going to do, because he's not going to stop me from doing what God's given me to do. Amen. And when you look at it from that angle, then all kinds of things happen. Got in that tent that next night. No voice. And you remember, Steve, I had no voice. That was about it. But as soon as I got up to preach, boom, it was there. As soon as I got done preaching, I didn't have it anymore. And that went for every night. And I've had situations since then where you really seem to come to that place, you know, where you're hitting on all cylinders. Everything's working right. Boom. Satan jumps in, screws everything up. And what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You determine nothing he does will stop you from obeying God. So when I hear this song, praise the Lord, hallelujah, I don't care what the devil's going to do, the word and faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way I am going to feel. Notice I changed that a little bit. Going to feel, because you see, the flesh is where all the feeling is. So I determine in my spirit where I'm going. And it's flesh has just got to drag along because it ain't got no choice. You hear what I'm saying? So when Satan comes along, he tries to knock you down. He tries to bring things down. Don't let it stop you. Don't let it stop you. It goes right along with James. Brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. See, when the devil hits you, you're going to fall right then. It ain't a matter of you might fall. The first thing you're going to do is fall into that temptation of complaining or whining or feeling sorry for yourself or getting mad or angry or whatever. That's the first thing that's going to happen. Well, so what? You know where it comes from. It comes from the flesh. The flesh is going to die. It's going into the ground. It's going into corruption. And you're not going to let it drag you there. You're not going with the flesh. You're going with the Lord. That's what he's giving you. That's the gift he's giving you. Not to die and go into the ground, but to rise up and be with him. And that's what happens to a believer when their body dies. Their soul and spirit rises up to be with the Lord. So you determine when the devil attacks, all right, so you don't handle it right exactly in the very beginning. So what? Praise God. Rejoice because your faith is being tried and strengthened. Every time you fall into the diverse temptation, divers means many various different kinds. Every time you fall into one, you're given an opportunity to strengthen your faith in God's word, in his ability, in his power, in the power of the blood to forgive, in the power of the grace to cover, and the power of his mercy to pull you through. Amen. That's what you stand on. Amen. That's all I got to say.